How you going there, folks? This is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Coming back online to you right here now, live, streaming live, not really quite live, but in this audio series article writing tips, I'm showing you, I hope, how that you can change things up, that you can sharpen the tools in your tool shed and come up with better articles that are going to show people, your potential customers, that you are the authority, that you are the expert in your industry. You don't have to be showing everyone that you're the expert. Just show it to them. And then those free customers will become paid customers. Look, it's a step-by-step process that we go through little bit by little bit. And in today's audio, very quick, this one, we're simply talking about the first paragraph. The power of the first paragraph. Now, this one shouldn't be too hard to grasp hold of. I've given some illustrations in other audios how we have, for example, just a few seconds with the title and why it's so important that the title of your article grab their attention and so on and so on. Well, let's assume now that they've clicked through. Of course, you've got some good titles and they have clicked through to your web page, or perhaps it's your article on someone else's web page. Might even use that, actually, as the example, because that's where you've got even more competition on the page. Have you ever noticed that when other people publish your articles, they don't just go, well, yeah, okay, I'm going to publish this article and I'm not going to put anything around it. I'll just make it their article and their article only. Wrong. Doesn't happen like that. They publish your article on their website because they want to get traffic for your efforts to their website. Do they want to send you a link back to your website? No. Now, hopefully, if they're moderately ethical, they will actually make your link a hyperlink that people can click on. If they're a scumbag, like there are so many out there, they'll publish your article without even making that hyperlink clickable. Okay. I won't even say what I think of the people who do that. Let's not go there. Let's stay on track. Okay, focus, Paul, focus. Hi, my name is Paul Bars, and this is not my real voice. That's what I do to focus. Not quite, but we need to do this with our customers because they're going to be distracted. And this is the point of me going crazy in this particular audio, is when these people get to your article on someone else's website, they're going to be distracted by all the shining lights, the banners, the advertisements, the click here, look at me, 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 look how good I am. It's like a kid in a candy store. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. You ever notice that when two adults, you know, particularly if you're an adult and you've fallen in love with someone and it's a new blossoming relationship and one of you has children, what's the kid always doing when the two of you are together? Look at me, 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 look at me. You know, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? What can I possibly do to get your attention? It's what the kid is saying. So when a customer comes to a competitor's, another person's website where they've published your article, they're like the kid in the candy store. Look at me, look at me. That's what the website is doing. So you need to get their attention. You've already gotten their attention with the headline. 3 seconds, bang, it worked. They've clicked through. They've got a problem. You need to fix it. How are you going to convince them that this is the place to be? You say it in the first paragraph. And here's what you do. You say it all. Yes. You tell them everything in that very first paragraph, what you're about to tell them. It's the old cringe essay formula. Remember that one from high school? Tell them what you're there to tell them. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Then tell them what you just told them. Guess what? That works really, really well when it comes to writing articles online for internet business. So the first paragraph is the tell them what you're there to tell them. Sorry, tell them what you're going to tell them, I should say. And you do this. You tell them all. You grab their attention. You pull them in. You take them away from the look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, all the ads and the shiny bells. And you go, hey, you got a problem. Guess what? I've got the solution. Now, I know that when I talk about these things in audio, that a lot of it is, you know, it's esoteric. It's philosophical, it's principle-based, it's foundations, it's not actual the technical how-to. I wonder why I do that. I actually do it for a specific reason. Here's the thing. I don't know your current level of writing skills. I personally don't know your current level of being able to explain things in writing, in text. I don't know how much you've done of this in the past. I don't know what your skills of persuasion are. These are individual skills that you can learn if you need to go and learn them, though I suggest you simply write as you speak, forget about the actual writing courses that are out there, and just follow your bullet points, your what, how many? Half a dozen bullet points a paragraph each. So you want to say it all in just casual conversation. Now, believe it or not, when I am in a casual conversation with someone, even though I may not have as much energy in that casual conversation as I have when I'm talking to my microphone, hey, look at me, but I use illustrations and I use pictures and I use examples in my normal day-to-day speech and I explain stuff. Some of my close friends are like, come on, Paul, I get the idea already. You don't need to. Just shut up, will ya? Okay? Because they're up there with me understanding. So I apologize if I'm over-explaining things whilst I'm talking to you, but we have a vast range of people listening to these tutorials. So we need to keep it simple. I need to keep it simple. You need to keep it simple. It's so important. And in your very first paragraph, you got to make it real damn simple. And you got to make it straight to the point. This is why you're here. This is your problem. This is the solution. Let me explain. Dot, dot, dot. And there's a formula. If you want a formula, then I just gave you the formula for the first paragraph. This is why you're here. Here is your problem. Here is the solution. Let me explain. Dot, dot, dot. And that way, when someone comes to visit your article on somebody else's web page, all these little things, like little crying voices, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, and you can just imagine them all coming from all around the page, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me, and right in the middle is going to be, hey, dude, look at me, I'm the reason you're here, you've got a problem, here's the solution, let me explain it to you. That's the power and the purpose of the first paragraph. So important. Because once you've got them and they realize that's why they're there, they will read through. Now, I'll also point out you need to do the same thing in the last paragraph because a lot of people are really, really busy. They're busy, so they're looking for what? Quick answers from an authority. Let's add in with a bit of skill when it comes to writing. Quick answers with authority, with skill. So not only does your first paragraph say it all, this is why you're here, this is your problem, here's the solution, your last paragraph really needs to do the same thing as well, just of course using different words. Here's the difference between the first and the last paragraph. The first paragraph is usually the first thing they will read. The last paragraph is usually the second thing they will read. Interesting. After the headline, of course, we'll make that the first thing. But in terms of the article, the first paragraph is the first thing they're going to read. And the last paragraph is more often than not, probably about 80%, it'll be the second thing that they read. So you better make sure that your first and last paragraph are saying the same thing. Not word for word, but in terms of concept, in terms of delivery. This is the power and the purpose of the first paragraph. It repeats itself twice. Here's also the difference, the final thing on just on this little audio tutorial. The first paragraph says, this is why you're here. You have a problem. Here's the solution. Let me explain, dot, dot, dot. And that leads into your bullet point paragraphs. Yes? Well, the last paragraph says, this is the problem you had. Here's the solution I've provided to you. And now let me show you how it works. Click here, dot, dot, dot. Something like that. You with me? This is the problem you had. Here's the solution I've shown you. Here's where you can see it in action, dot, dot, dot. Oh, I like that one much better, actually. easier to say. Here's where you can see it in action. The power of the first paragraph is repeated and duplicated in the final paragraph. Now, that final paragraph essentially becomes the first paragraph to your website. It is the doorway to everything that is to follow. And it's really just repeating what's in the first paragraph. So when it comes to that first paragraph, you've got to make it simple. But there's a formula. Remember the formula? I hope you're taking notes on some of this. I really, really do. This is the formula for your overall article, the old cringe essay formula. This is what I'm going to tell you. This is what I am now telling you. And this is what I've just told you. Click here. Dot, dot, dot. Okay, that'll do for today. My name is Paul Bars from paulbars.com. Internet business, marketing and management tips, hints, tips, tricks, tools, seminars, blah, 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 all that stuff. Basically, if you've got some problems in your business, I know I can help you out in many different areas. Come and check us out at paulbars.com. I'll talk to you again shortly. Bye-bye.